This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Thousands of people rallied on the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem on Saturday night as anti-government protesters joined forces with demonstrators calling for a deal to return the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Joseph Yair Angel is one of the protesters.
I'm very sad that from the 7th of October till now, not all the Israelis are back home. I call everybody in the world, the Israeli government, and everybody in the world who can do something to bring back our hostages, do it now.
Several protesters were taken away by security forces as demonstrators gathered around a large bonfire, holding placards and waving Israeli flags. The demonstrators are demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reach a ceasefire agreement with the Palestinian militant group to bring the remaining 101 hostages home. Venezuelan intelligence agents gathered outside the Argentine ambassador's house on Saturday, where six opposition figures are sheltered. Venezuela revoked Brazil's authority to represent Argentine interests, claiming the embassy was used to plan assassination attacks against President Maduro and Vice President Rodriguez. The decision took effect, quote-unquote, immediately. Both Brazil and Argentina called on Maduro to honor the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. Polls have closed in Algeria. Results have not been announced, but it is expected the military-backed president, Abdelmadjid Tebboune, is to secure another five-year term. He faces a moderate Islamist and a secular opposition candidate, but neither strongly challenges the military's influence. For more news and expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day.